Piccadilly Press presents The Sky Eagles, the fourth and final book in the Big Sky Mountain series, written by Alex Milway and read by Penelope Rawlins. Chapter 1. Where is Albert? Rosa stood surveying the slope surrounding Jewel Lake early in the morning. Spring was in full swing. The ice over the water had finally broken up, and the world had turned green once more. There was a joyful spirit in the air, with insects emerging from their slumbers and large numbers of birds milling about, celebrating the return of warmer days. But not everyone was happy.
"Albert's normally back with us by now," said Nan, joining her.
"Maybe he's found somewhere new to spend summer," said Rosa.
"What? That daft old moose?" scoffed Nan. "He knows the best apples grow around here. No, he should definitely be back by now, but I can't see him anywhere."
Rosa turned to her grandma and realized there was something different about her.
"You'll never see him if you don't have your glasses on," she said.
Nan patted her face.
"Well, blow my trumpet," she said, laughing.
She tucked her hand in her pocket, found her glasses, and slotted them onto her nose.
"I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed on. I thought the mist out here was because it was early."
"It's not very early for you, Nan," said Rosa. "You're usually up at the crack of dawn."
"That's because I'm getting old, my girl," said Nan. "No matter how much sleep I get, my body still seems to creak and crunch these days."
Rosa had started to worry about her grandma of late. She'd been getting forgetful. The glasses were just the latest in a long line of mishaps, from not lighting the stove to leaving out tools at the end of the day. Grandma Nan was not her usual focused self.
"Should we go and look for him, do you think?"
asked Rosa.
"We can't. There's too much to do round here," said Nan. "The seedlings need planting. Florence needs tending to. The roof needs patching, and don't forget, Tom will be flying in soon. I'd like everything to be ready."
Rosa knew how exciting the arrival of the small plane was. Each season, Tom would bring tins and jars of food, a few treats, and any tools and supplies needed to fix the cabin and their belongings. After a long winter surviving on beans and soups, the thought of fresh food was enough to excite even the hardiest of souls. Rosa had a brainwave.
"I suppose I could do all those jobs," she said cautiously.
"By yourself?" asked Nan.
"While I go off to find Albert?"
"If you think I'm up to it," said Rosa.
Nan smiled at her granddaughter and patted her on the shoulder. She had taught her well.
I know you are," she said. "I'll pack a bag and set off right away. I shall be 4, maybe 5 days, no more. Perhaps some of our distant friends will have seen him on his travels."
With a determined stride, Nan marched off along the shore, only to stop abruptly.
"You will be all right, won't you, my girl?"
she asked worriedly.
"You bet I will," said Rosa.
"What about you? Will you be all right?"
"Look at me, fit as a fiddle," she replied.
Nan smiled and returned to the cabin. Rosa had a strange feeling that things were changing, that their world was somehow on the move. However, one thing that always remained the same was Stick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?